The Dumbfellas Podcast was recorded live at the Brown Bear Pub at 104 Harrison Avenue in West Orange, New Jersey. Our theme song is Root Beer Station, used with permission by the band Dancer. For more information on them, just go to www.dancer.bandcamp.com. For more information on the Dumbfellas, just go to facebook.com/dumbfellas.
That's how they do it.
That's how you do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are back with the Dumb Fellas. We know how to do an intro. We know how to count back from five in a silent manner. And you are now going to take the journey with us. We are your favorite podcast, hopefully. For those who have listened before and those new, we want to welcome you. We're five guys who from Jersey who are stand-up comedians. Wow. And we want to share our love for each other and our love of comedy with all of you.
What's in matter person. With you?
What is the matter with you? Why are you touching that?
I didn't realize that I could bring that up like his.
Yeah.
Joe Carney's raising his microphone closer to his mouth.
If you play with it, it'll
stand
up.
That's talent right there. Yeah. That's very talented.
Wow, I'm glad that we figured that out in the second episode.
Woo. So here we are. I want everybody to say hello. So our listeners, dozens of them, know who we got here. So I'm Big Rich. I'm the straight man host. Big, and let's go around the table. Introduce
Big Rich from
guys.
Where?
From Jersey.
Really?
You know it.
Wait, Jersey?
Jersey.
Jersey, why don't you tell me? Is that the old Jersey or the new Jersey? I don't know.
I've never heard.
That's a nice sport shirt. Is that a Jersey?
I've never heard Garifo get in on this. This is very interesting.
Welcome to Natty Talk.
Look, you guys like my new shirt. It's a new Jersey.
KP once took me aside and he's like, "You know you don't really talk like that, right?"
No, he
yeah, he did.
For those who don't know, that is Natty Bumper Car's voice.
I'm Natty Bumper Car, everybody. Nice to meet you.
The most esoteric comedian in all of New Jersey.
What's that mean?
He either kills or bombs. There's no middle ground.
There is so much middle ground.
There's no middle ground.
There's no
you, are, you either murder, like I've never seen anyone murder before, or the crowd looks at you and figures out how much money they paid at the cover.
I made a woman cry the other night.
In
good
truth,
or bad?
No.
Oddly, a clean comic, like we talked about.
Yeah.
So he's a clean comic.
Yeah, spotless.
The cleanest of us by far, but also, like I said earlier, the meanest by far. So you're
squeaky,
a hot mess,
that's me
bump.
Squeaky.
Yeah. He's like John Wayne Gacy. He's like that clown that's just trying to rope you in. That nobody's
wait,
ever
not,
heard of.
Not, wait.
And then kill you.
No, I
John Wayne Gacy was always up for a party.
Just so everybody knows.
John Wayne Gacy, he dresses a clown. He was like the first original kid killer.
You don't know this? He's a serial killer. He's terrifying. So this is KP Burke, who is just saying such nice things about me. And I'm Natty Bumper Car, and I'm the one who sits at the computer and makes everybody sound like. Jeez,
is
good.
That why I sound like Barry White?
You do sound like Barry White tonight. And
what else we got here?
I'm looking across the table at my man, my man.
KJG, Kevin Joseph Garifo, my man Pots and Pans.
Pots and Pans!
Pots and Pans, Mr. 50,000.
This is what we call a spinoff.
Spinoff.
My man, Pots and Pans.
This is if The Shining Wizards was Cheers, this is the episode when Norm shows up on wings. That's what you're doing. You're our Frasier, buddy.
Thank you very much. And Joe Carney just showed me a picture of John Wayne Gacy, and he looks like a character from Cheers, so that's amazing.
Right? Couldn't you picture Natty like
that? Is that John Wayne Gacy
everybody?
Or Mark Riccadonna?
That's a beautiful man.
There's our first name drop.
That's a beautiful man.
My friend, Mark Riccadonna.
I mean, I know him, too.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, I mean, you guys will work with him one day, but it's what?
For those who don't know us, KP is the guy who will name drop and tell you all the big-time comedians.
Hey, guys, I was down at the stand the other night, and guess who I ran into?
I was talking to Nicky D the other night.
I was talking to Big Bubba Lou, and he was just like, "I know you. You're Big Bubba Lou."
Let's start it right now. Over-under. Who, or not over-under, who has more name drops? Myself with wrestling or KP with comedy?
That's not even a contest.
It's going to be
that's
me with
KP.
Wrestling. Oh, it's going to be KP?
It's going to be KP. Oh,
wow. It's going to be KP. Because
he's going to name drop wrestlers, too.
Yeah. He's got that. Yeah,
and you were told that this is not a wrestling podcast.
That's true.
So.
Well, we talk about it every month.
I'm just kidding.
We do have some wrestling fans.
Really?
What brings us together?
Made available. on the Shining Wizards Network.
Oh.
Kevin, explain that to everybody where they can find us, one of the places.
You can find us every time we're recording here at the beautiful Brown Bear Pub in West Orange, New Jersey.
West Orange, New Jersey.
Jersey.
As far as location, that's where we are. Come down and have some drinks with us and laugh with us. But, Kevin, where can they find us on the interwebs?
Oh, well, I mean, for now, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. Once we're made available, you'll be able to catch us there. Just another avenue. A lot of different places you'll be able to catch us, as Mr. Bumper Car could probably elaborate more on.
I could rattle off a few. We're going to be, of course, on GardenStateComedy.com/Goodfellas. You can find us on iTunes.
Wait, I'm sorry. Who are we?
GardenStateComedy.com/Dumbfellas. I forgot. What did I call us?
Goodfellas.
I made shirts, guys. You called us Goodfellas. I made shirts already. It says Dumbfellas. Are we changing this?
No.
I think Goodfellas is taken.
I already made the logo.
I can just see the Goodfellas calling us all pissed off.
Hey, what are you guys doing? You're supposed to do your voice there. That's
oh, yeah. Wait,
going.
No, wait. This is my favorite. Watch Rich and I go back
that's
and forth.
That's in the part of the show where I give Joe the softball to do his impressions. And he looks at me and he's like, I don't know. What are they going to call us?
Hey, guys. I know, right here. We're down here at the fucking Brown Bear. I know I'm resting. Yeah, I'm resting.
Hey, dude, De Niro, watch this.
That's good.
great for no video.
You guys, you don't know this, guys, but Rich has a killer De Niro impression in only a visual medium.
Which is weird because he's got a face for radio.
Wow. I'm looking at you going, Goodfellas. I do voices. Oh my God! See,
bump.
If I could for a second, I do think I have an interesting take on this this get together, if you will, because I am the newest member of this group. You guys all knew each other for a couple of years
and
before
youngest.
I moved up. Yeah, so technically
the youngest.
I am the youngest.
Who did we think he was when we first met him? I kept calling him the shorter version of who. He looked like, what's that kid?
Barney Rubble? Oh, Dan Farley.
Dan Farley.
Yeah, no, I write my own jokes, guys. That's where it goes.
No,
there it is.
I don't care. He's a nice guy. I actually don't dislike him, but he does other people's shit. What are you going to do? Are we not going to say what it is?
It's great working with you guys. I'll see you later.
He does my jokes. Go ahead.
Well, we had my thing was when I first came up here. I came up from Florida. I'm born and raised in Jersey in Passaic County.
I
was in the Navy for 6 years. When I moved up, I started my last year in Florida. I started doing comedy down there. And then when I moved up here, I got to meet all of you guys at the Starlight Pizzeria's open mic that Rich used to run. And then you guys had one of the first places I ever hung out with you guys. Actually, this is the room. This is here at Brown Bear Pub, formerly known as Egan's. Formerly known as, that's all. So we're here at Brown Bear Pub. We're you know, Garifo's got friends of the place. This is, I enjoy this bar very much. But this is the broom I met all of you guys for the first time in, actually. Yeah, whatever. I've been drinking since noon. This is my fourth time getting drunk today. I did. I woke up and got drunk this morning because I didn't know what to do. But this is my Sunday.
And how do you ask you how you wound up in Florida like you were Moses? Like your real parents threw you in a basket and drifted you down?
I am adopted. We should cover that one as well. But my big point is that right here in this back little section of this bar, there's an outdoor comedy series that is about to get kicked off again. But this is the room I met Rich McDonald and Kevin Garifo for the first time.
Kevin Joseph.
That's correct. Hey, that's correct. I met our dear friend Adam Lucidi was on that show. We had a lot of good times in this room
Adam
right here.
Joseph
so it's Lucidi. Only fitting that this is the location for the podcast. Soul. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. And when my reason for bringing all this shit up is because when I first moved up here and got to meet all you guys like this, that's the start of the onus of the friendship. So I'm everyone's vehicle into the podcast. You guys were a pre-existing unit before I got here, and I'm fucking happy to be here.
To have you.
So happy to have
you.
So happy.
There you go.
And also, as much as I miss and love Adam Lucidi, you realize that if he was still living in New Jersey, he would probably be sitting to my left.
You know that meme of
like
the guy walking?
Induction,
yeah.
Like he was like dead or something.
I know.
And if Adam Lucidi was still with us right now, he'd be right here.
He's like the Hulk Hogan of wrestling.
Yeah,
like
you did
every, he
did
still
like
exists, but he's not allowed to party with them.
It's like you stood on the first tee at the Masters and pointed up to Arnie. What the fuck was that? He's still alive. He's fine.
He was on my couch 2 days ago, Natty.
You said thoughts and prayers. You said it.
Natty, he slept on my couch 2 days ago. You act like he's dead.
Is he okay?
Yeah, he's fine.
Let's welcome to the podcast now. We have a special guest. Adam Lucidi is here.
Hi.
Hello.
I know Ritu.
Hi.
I know KP.
Hi.
Wait, no, here.
Oh, listen. If I had known
that those baby babies were gonna be. I want to, don't take those tags off those baby babies. Don't take those tags off those baby babies.
And now what I'm discovering in doing this podcast is that you evidently have terrible renditions of all of us. Is what I'm hoping.
No,
that's just, awesome.
I mean, what
he's
did
two
I say?
For
Say
two.
Capri Suns.
Terrible. Two.
Say Capri Suns.
You said like the no, only mean, like really thing you could mean by terrible.
Say
no,
say
terrific. Terrific. I clearly meant terrific.
Say I had a Lunchable, like we said it.
Oh, I had a Lunchable. It was.
Does he say Lunchable?
It was. I've never heard Capri him say it, but that.
Adam lives on Lunchables.
Oh, I had a Lunchable.
Yeah, there was some. There was some salami in there.
I had a Lunchable.
Mm-hmm.
Some pretzel sticks.
Shelly, can I sleep on the deck tonight?
yours is horrible. Yours
Adam Lucidi is the heart of the Dumb Fellas.
He's like, he's the guy. Like, I really wish he was here for this.
God rest his soul.
Yeah, he's a king.
Yes.
We have, look, look at this.
He's
right
in
here?
A better place.
This yeah. is another port for another
microphone.
Oh,
my
microphone.
God. You know what we should do? We should pour a drink out on that port
that
right
would,
there. For,
no, I don't
for
think
our
we should.
For our,
this
yeah,
is
for our homies in Rouge.
This is electronic.
Right. Here's
hey,
one
hey.
For Lucidi.
Hey.
Right.
Wait, so wait. Did we all go around? Did you introduce yourself?
We didn't do any of that.
I did.
No, we didn't do anything.
He did.
Oh, I did.
You did.
Everyone did but Joe.
I'm Joe Carney.
Oh,
okay,
hi,
good.
Joe.
We're all up to date.
Yep.
Four comedians and one union plumber.
So if you haven't realized what you're listening to, Garden State Comedy is bringing you Dumb Fellas. We are five stand-up comedians who wanted to share the experience of our rides to the gigs, what we talk about in the green room, behind the show, and
the bathroom.
And the bathroom. And the love that we have for each other, that we just love to bust each other's chops. And we're like, you know what? Let's share this with the world. Because we love each other and we love to make each other cry.
Hey, this guys, podcast started as a group text.
Yeah, really? Why are
they're in our group text right now? This podcast.
It started
is
as a group
is.
Text that several of us left at several different points.
Except Rich can't ignore us sitting here.
is there an ignore button on the actual podcast?
He actually said today, I just had a question. I'm going back to ignoring you.
Mute.
I really do. By the time I usually come back to the group chat about once a week. Ask one question, get annoyed, and go back to
what was the last
mode.
One you hit us with? It's like playing chess with a bunch of monkeys or something.
Yeah, we don't have to bring that up.
That's
no,
that,
but
was,
I was like,
what was
I was
the next,
was
post
it.
After that one?
That was the one that saying. Inspired the diatribe. what we're basically trying to say is it has taken a lot of conflict to get us to this point.
Right.
And
yeah,
we're here.
We're not done with
the
conflict, I don't think.
Yeah.
I think it's all out.
No, it's out there, but I'm sure at on this podcast, we'll talk about it at some point.
I just love how Rich said it was about like chess with a bunch of monkeys, and then Natty just did a monkey impersonation. He was like, who?
No, I think he was asking who did he say
that
about?
Just like
a monkey?
Like an orangutan.
I don't do monkeys. I only do pigs.
That's my monkey impersonation.
Monkeys go, hey, I want a banana.
Hey, Joe, I've always wondered, what's
it comes.
The difference between an impression and an impersonation? Because I feel like you're the one who would be able to tell
an impression straight. And an impersonation. An impression stays with people.
Ooh.
that was almost believable, but
that
uncomfortable.
That was deep.
That was deep.
And it made my palms sweat.
My favorite
an impersonation
is
when I do
Monet.
It.
It's what?
Monet.
Impressionist.
Monet.
My favorite impressionist.
I'm pretty sure it's Monet.
Well, no, there's a Monet
it's
and
County
a Monet.
Monet.
There's a Monet and a Monet.
Monet and a Monet? County yeah. Monet?
No,
Monet, Monet.
No, it's Monet, isn't it? You're an art major, aren't you?
Monet.
Oh, there is.
Monet.
Why don't we ask him which one he meant?
Natty was an art major. That's why he does nothing.
He tells
Teller
Ham jokes. Ask him which one he meant.
Hey, buddy.
Yes.
Which painter were you referencing?
Manet.
Okay. There.
Spell
see,
it.
I believe it.
M-A-N-E-T.
M-A-Y-O. Mayo.
Mayo.
And we voted one for our governor.
For Cool Whip.
I had breakfast.
On my Lunchable. I like Cool Whip on my Lunchable.
Quick question for you, by the
you
way.
Die, Natty. Stop.
Joe, you can do pretty much a ton of impressions and voices, like Natty was talking about. Who's the most current celebrity that you can do an impression?
That's the whole
of?
Thing, man.
I was going to say.
I can't do college games.
Art Carney.
This is.
Do you guys know?
Do you guys know Buddy Hackett? That's pretty much the one.
All the characters
most
are Cannibal Run.
Dude, I'm telling you, there was a three-year period while I was doing impersonations that as I was doing them, they were dying. Like the one that I was, I swear to God, the most current and recent one that I, well, I'm not really. I'm working on some other ones, but the one that I was using the most was Tony Soprano.
Jesus fucking Christ. It's a fucking serious situation. Jesus That's fucking Christ. It's a very good fucking impersonation. Carmella, I said I was sorry. And then I started getting some legs with that, and he died in Italy. Yeah.
Remember when you were doing your Robin Williams, and then we went to get our headshots done?
I do.
Oh, that was a sad day.
That's a sad day, man.
Joe, Natty, and I were together getting headshots done, and we're getting some group photos with professional photographers. one of their assistants comes out.
You guys love improv, right?
He's like, you guys are comedians, right?
Comedians?
Yeah, we're like, all right, yeah, we're trying to smile for these photos that'll be spread across the country.
Well, guess what just happened?
Counting Robin Williams is dead, guys. Have a great shoot.
Yeah, he killed himself. Slit his wrist and hung himself.
I started crying.
I cried. We all cried. Oh, no.
Terrible.
And in the pictures, you can still see Natty's
Were you
tears.
Going somewhere with that ball busting? Because well, no, I know that mine aren't current. I'm very vaudevillian.
No, the reason I wanted to
I kill
ask,
it, the Neville.
No, I was curious what your who's a person you could even do an impression of right now, because I think we're at a time in culture. I don't know who's
Adam Lucidi.
That's you.
Well, that's a great impression.
That's all you.
So, but who's a celebrity that's got a very impressionable voice?
Donald Trump is everything, but for some reason when I do Donald Trump,
already.
I slip into Corky from Life Goes On, and I can't stop it. And then they think, but that's real. It's like, and people, when I try and do it on stage, I've been saying to Rich, like, there's some things I'll drop the fourth wall and let you know. Like, sometimes, Rich and I have been doing McDonald Carney for so long that we know, nobody's ever surprised us. It's very rare.
What's the best impression you can do that you get to use the least?
The one that I do Natty the best at it, probably Buddy Hackett. Really,
Buddy Hackett.
Old Buddy
yeah,
Hackett.
That's
jokes.
A tough one.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, I have a killer Jim Florentine impression. Yes, I would love another.
Oh, I want to hear that.
Well,
you love doing voices. I don't know why you think that you're any less than me. You do great voices too, and I'm not even. I'm
Kirk,
not even
what
stroking
you,
you.
Whatever the IPA was.
All day.
Thank you very much.
All day IPA. Here at the Brown Bear Pub, we're going to have a couple rounds of drinks here and some wings. Good.
Well, who's got the weird? Because Natty's got a couple impressions he can do. I mean, Rich, what do you got? You got anything to bring to the table on this one?
Show him De Niro.
Hold on. I got a good one. I want you guys to guess who this is.
John Travolta.
Hoo-ah! Brother, I got two nights in a row. Rich almost died. The first one, I was doing Tony Soprano before he died, right? And Richie's like, I want to be able
to
do Paulie. So I said, we're working through Paulie, right? Yeah. And I'm like,
he's
put your tongue on the
to
back of
it.
Your throat. Put the tongue on the back of your throat and try and go nasal. And he goes, hey, boy.
I literally almost choked, and I was
almost
driving.
Threw up, man. What the hell was that? I was like, I was just trying to help you through it.
What about Silvio? Can you do a Silvio?
No.
Hey, we keep the thoots?
Well, that's what we're doing. Paulie won't know what we're trying to do. Oh, no, I can't do Sil. Can you do Sil? That'd be great.
That's as close as I can get on that one. I do all my impressions of Jim Florentine. That's the problem. I turn into, you know, we got Don Jameson. He's going to come out here and do a couple. I got a kid. I bring him up on stage. He says the F word. It's hilarious. Everyone loves it.
That's a really good freaking that's
really yeah, but like, he hasn't popped like I need him to pop. So, yeah.
That's really good.
Didn't he pop like 10 years ago?
He did. Crank Anchors. He did special special Fred or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's a good one. But that's the impression that I have that only comedy fans would appreciate. So Buddy Hackett's your one on that one?
Yeah.
What about Grief? You got any voices you do?
He does my mom's laugh. He does Adam Lucidi.
Wait, hang on.
He does the third best Natty at this table.
I think I do an impression of Daryl Hammond doing Sean Connery, but that's just like
do
awful.
It.
It's like all rough, just the way your mother likes it.
That's pretty good.
That's not bad at all.
Like, that's a pretty
you
good
set up
there,
something earlier I got to ask you about.
Anal bum covers.
I say you're playing both sides is how I do.
Thank you very
my
much, sir.
You've got something going on there where you sound a little older than you should for Sean Connery.
It's a question that everyone else knows how to do, I guess.
Bring it a little deeper.
I'll take the famous titties for 1,000.
I'm sitting at the table and you're playing chess with me with
we named the dog Indiana. I'm playing chess with
him.
Is that Rich voice? Did we just cut? That's Rich voice, right? Is Sean Connery just speaking down to all of us?
Yes.
I was just a boy when I was standing over this cliff.
I
put the group text back on ignore.
I barely acknowledge
one ping, one ping only.
So to answer your question, no, I don't do any impressions.
Rich McDonald is Sean Connery without the Scottish accent, but the judgmental tone in his voice.
If I your mother, I said hello.
If I saw you at Target walking towards me, I would walk the other way. Okay.
I should beat you the way I beat my wives.
Oh, Time Magazine is my dinner, but this is my dessert.
Oh my God.
McDonald, I didn't know.
You brought a knife to a gunfight, didn't you?
If McDonald puts one of yours in the hospital, you put two of his in the morgue.
The Chicago way.
That is the West Orange way.
See, that's what you're...
Pull over. I said pull over. I don't know how I can get you to pull over. I sit at a desk all day.
So that's why you're so good at those movie games, because you have like an encyclopedic knowledge of movies. But every time that I've done improv with you guys and somebody does the movie game, yeah. I'm just like, I haven't seen that one.
See, Natty wasn't allowed to watch movies as a kid. Like, if I told you he had never saw Top Gun, would you think there was something wrong with Natty?
Or eat sugar cereal.
Oh, yeah,
for those that don't know,
stage playing the game,
Natty grew up in the Branch Davidian. So.
That's right. That's what I couldn't think of. I thought it was Heaven's Gate. I thought he had like the purple Nikes and the...
Heaven's Gate was weird.
Heaven's Gate, yeah, that was weird.
I'm so sorry to go back into this, but I don't want to let this moment slip away from us.
Pass.
Kevin talked about an impression that you do, Kev. You have a perfect impression of Rich McDonald's mother at comedy shows, who I think we can all agree, Sandy McDonald is our favorite person to ever be at a comedy show.
Absolutely.
But she has a laugh that's a little distracting, would you say, Kevin?
A little distracting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not to... Like, not to, not to us, really.
She becomes she becomes a spectacle.
Yeah, but we've dealt with it before. Like,
no, but so last night we did a show.
It has to be acknowledged.
Yo,
the laugh has to be acknowledged.
She full on just started talking to me in the middle of my set last night. She's just like to crowd. She's like, "You guys don't know his boys are." I told Rich he will back me up on this.
I never back her up. Yes,
I would trade my two oldest for your kids. Any day. In the middle of my set, there's a room full of
people. She wants
to
start over, huh?
Yeah. It was, yes. And I was just like, all right, that's my set. Thank you. Good night. And then you get the laugh, which is the one that Grifo can
best laugh. Line I ever heard Rich say to his mother. And Rachel, well, for the most part, tries not to entertain it. His mother said, "You're my favorite kid." And he said, "Not a hard race. I saw the other runners."
Sorry, George.
That wasn't a tough
I wish my brother George wasn't here.
Garifa, I know we're losing you into your phone right now.
No,
but
his phone is very
what
great.
Is? Can you hit the impression? I keep setting you up for this.
I can try. But
what happens? All right, I'm gonna. Here's what we'll do.
It's the first time I've ever done
it. I'm gonna tell a joke, right? And I'm gonna tell, and you do Rich's mother's response to humor.
Maybe you let somebody else tell a joke.
Hey guys, well played. Well played.
Heyo.
We're all set up.
We don't have time to
I'm actually. I was all set up to do one of Kevin's jokes.
I thought that's what you were going to do.
I was going to pay you in ponies.
Yeah.
I haven't used that in months.
That's one of Kevin's
months.
Great jokes.
KP Burger's going to nail this.
Use it in
alone.
Months.
Go ahead. I'm letting this
no
happen.
No problem. But just to give you an idea of what her voice sounds like, because we realized earlier today that Kevin has the perfect impression of her.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, you better. Like, we're building you up right now. We're building
you up. KP, nail this joke.
It's a. No, it's a. So if I just said regular wiener sized condoms.
Oh, God.
Wow. Rich, come back. Rich, where are you going? Rich.
Oh, my
Richie.
God, that is so perfect.
I'm sorry. He said wiener.
Then she comes back in much louder, more
the greatest moment that's ever happened, by the way, because that's happened. There's so many great stories. But does everyone remember when at Rich's wedding? Rich's wedding was on a farm,
right.
And at a barn, there were horses walking, and the horse starts taking a piss.
In the middle of the vows.
Rich was very seriously quoting Rick Astley at the time, and
never gonna give you up.
Never gonna let you down.
They're having this beautiful moment.
Never gonna live. Never gonna let you down. Is what I said.
Show on his wedding.
Yeah, and then there's just a horse. A horse whips out its fucking shit and just starts pissing right there. And you just hear her laughing. Rich gives his own mother Rich Face during his wedding vows. Rich Face is where he gets really mean.
You just got Rich Face.
Exactly. And then the best part of it though is that she tries to justify it by going, "The horse is pissing."
During the vows.
Yeah, with all the family, all the kids. Are
yeah,
like,
but set it up. Richie was in a kilt. All the kids were in a kilt. It was a beautiful farm moment. It was a beautiful, beautiful day.
Nice day.
Awesome day. All of our friends were there.
Bagpiper.
We started drinking well before the ceremony.
That was actually
the day that KP Burke vowed off drinking.
Well, I was done with it, yeah.
Let me ask you this.
That was his rock bottom.
If you had to bet which one of us would have brought up the horse pissing, it would have been one of us, not
him.
Not my 68-year-old mother in the front row watching her son get married.
Like, I don't know if he would have rich-faced the rest of us. There would have been something maybe later on, maybe a glance over. But I don't –
he
shot daggers at his mother.
I was sitting next to Miss Jackie Byrne, and she gave me a quick look as if to say, what's happened? Like, what do we do in this moment? Because that's your inclination as a comedian when something stupid is happening.
Yeah.
But your mom
– I almost wanted to go, hey, everybody, over here. Okay, bring it back.
This is Buddy Hackett on a first date that's not going well.
Two faggots, you're fucking an alligator on a public bus.
What just happened?
It's a Buddy Hackett joke. Two faggots, you're fucking an alligator on a public bus.
That would have brought it right back.
Everybody would have looked at you, and then you would have got rich back.
No, he would have been like, thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
So yeah. People are figuring out the quirks of the group. Mm. Sometimes you lose Kevin into his phone. Sometimes Natty breaks.
His phone.
No, you're good. No, he's good right now, but you can lose him into his phone where
he doesn't
come back.
You can break Natty.
Natty, what are the things that break you?
Can I tell that story? That's a great story.
What story?
I don't know. Do we have time?
Breaking Natty is KP, and everybody will tell you is Natty's. No, it's not a bad thing. Natty doesn't like pornography, doesn't like cursing, and certainly does not like any sort of racism.
Like sex, but if naked women
or racism of any sort, even if it's an inclination of that. So if you could get if you can incorporate something that is pornographic, racist, and filthy in one thing, Natty actually short circuits like Johnny Five Alive. And just, just melts down.
Is that in the last 2 decades even? Or is that...
So what?
I'm just kidding. I was harping because you did old reference.
Uniblab.
I'm just trying to get out of what you're talking about. It's all I'm trying to do.
But it's not a bad thing. It's your persona. Now people know.
I'm uncomfortable.
So one night we were able to... a guy was producing shows and he showed us a picture of a girl who passed out naked on the couch. In the studio, and they passed it around. Everybody laughed, and Natty went, "Ha! Ah, I'm gonna go over here." And what did he play? He played like Tetris in the corner. And the guy goes,
staring.
"Sorry, I broke your Natty."
Yeah, that was not a pleasant night.
We're like, "Are you still here?" He's like, "No, I'm not."
No, I just went over my.
What was the one of the topless woman? She was popping them out of the bar.
Lancaster.
With her.
Yeah. We were in Lancaster doing
Lancaster.
Ephrata.
Ephrata.
We were doing the Ephrata.
I hate that you say it wrong.
That's why we
Ephrata,
say it.
Ephrata. I don't know.
If you're from Lancaster, thank you for listening.
We were doing a show, and we went to the Hilltop Bar and Grill. Hilltop Bar and Grill in beautiful Ephrata, Pennsylvania.
Ephrata.
And this young lady took a liking. It was well before Richard was engaged, and she really liked Richard.
She did?
Yeah, remember? And then we're like, no, sorry. Richie's taken.
Sure
remember the whole thing? And then
No, I don't remember.
I said, do you want to – let's break Natty. And she decided at the bar she was taking him out. And Natty literally went, look, a portal to another universe in the side of the building. Am I kidding?
Yeah, because she wanted to show her nipple rings, and we said, go show Natty.
Like, Natty, look at how firm those are. They look like towel racks.
I'm
going to die over here.
I like your version of the story, but what really happened was I had had two ciders. And
you
she
took
did,
it out.
And, no, and then she did come and flash me. Mm-hmm. But in
Dickens?
My brain, even to this day, I only saw one.
Remember, he's like, she.
I only saw one.
The whole ride home was like, she only took one out. I'm like, two. Who just takes one out now? She's not a pirate.
And you guys got really mad because I was just like, there was only one. And you were like, no, she had them both. Yeah. And it was,
I think you had an aura and went blind in one eye. I think that's what happened.
Is that what happened?
Would you guys have gone nuts, though, if he had three ciders and then that chick flashed her tits out and Addie, and he goes, all right, let's go back to the room.
Like, who is that?
Bitch,
guy?
You speak when spoken to, huh?
I'll show you more about those chitters.
No.
Oh, you got rubbers or we raw dogging?
I don't use regular wiener condoms.
My man. Pots and pans.
This is called fisting. Let me show you what I do to my puppets.
Rich.
Oh, yeah.
This is
you're
supposed to steer it away from this kind of stuff.
I'm sorry,
ruining,
Natty.
Ruining
Minnie's
the
a whore.
Where was that? Pennsylvania?
Yeah, Ephrata.
Do you do a lot of shows in
Lancaster.
Pennsylvania?
Let's go. We've done a lot of shows out in Pensy. Yeah. We get out there a lot.
Ah, Pensy.
Ah, Pensy.
Ah, good old Pensy.
We used to go to this old abandoned movie theater.
Abandoned hooch house.
Sorry, guys. I can't pay you. I had to pay for my
self-promotion.
Oxycodones?
I had to pay this guy to mention me on his website, so yeah, you guys are screwed.
Yeah. Wait, did he get mentioned on that website?
Yes.
Yeah.
He had a very nice little write-up.
That's where
he got
mentioned on the website.
Hey, oh, what's bad. Up, guys, man? Ah, thanks for coming out. You like my face?
My favorite thing of that night was, and we're beating around the bush, but there was a, who was there? Joe Conte was there, but then somebody else.
Joe was there.
Scott Brennan was there.
Joe looked good.
Yeah, Brennan, but I arm wrestled somebody.
Was
oh,
him.
I arm wrestled him.
It was him, yeah.
And, but like, because he was all like,
he
I
said,
can
this
beat
is my
anybody.
Finishing move. It's called The
anybody.
Face. And you beat him.
No, I didn't. But I held him for a lot longer. But the second that it started, I yelled out, hot diggity dog. And Joe Conte fell on the floor and rolled around. Hot diggity dog.
You're about to do a feat of strength, Natty. Hot diggity dog. Yeah.
Natty's strong. Natty's got like that.
He's
don't mess with me strength.
I got that
strong.
Country
huge
strength
penis.
Is what I've got. What?
Do we tell the story of the night Natty saved my life?
No, I think we can hold that for another.
You want to hold that for another? We can hold that for another.
Let's tell bomb stories.
Yeah, we should do that.
I think we should maybe do that in another episode because we're already deep in.
Okay.
Yeah, we can hold off on that. Actually, when you guys were talking about Pennsylvania, that did make me laugh. The Comedy Works in Bristol, Pennsylvania. I don't know if I ever told you guys that story.
No. Name drop.
It was a Friday and a Saturday.
Right. Who were you there with?
They're just clubs, guys.
I was there with Nick DiPaolo.
It was Hot Joey Fernandez.
Oh.
I
love Joe Fernandez.
Love Joe Fernandez.
Hey, he's like a funny version of KP.
If you guys like podcasts, you should listen to Joe Fernandez and Mike Gaffney's podcast.
Yes.
It's called...
All in our heads.
All in our heads.
It's very funny.
They do a nice
job.
Very,
very funny. Part.
Every time KP does a name drop, you'll hear
an angel gets
it. Guys, these aren't name drops. These are just places you can do comedy
that's
that aren't
right.
Elks Lodges.
Right. Every time it bell rings, KP drops
jerk.
A name.
That's
right.
I'm getting
that's
drunk
right.
again.
If it's a bar show outside West Orange, me and Grifo are not interested in what you're saying.
Because he's the king of West Orange.
Well, again, for a late
trick. That was my trick.
The Bristol thing was weird because on the Friday, there was a Friday and a Saturday, and on the Friday I went up as the host, and I was I wasn't filthy, but I said I did a lot of jerking off material, a lot of motherfuckers and sucking dick and all
that.
So
it's a church gig.
Filthy is what it sounds like.
But no, that wasn't. It wasn't over. Like it went very well. So on the Friday I did that one, and when I walked back to the table, the owner of the club is sitting there, and he goes, hey, just so you know, I don't really like when the first guy up does all sucking dick humor. So, you know, maybe dial it back a little bit or whatever. So the whole ride back, I'm freaking out in the car with jokes. It's an audition. I'm trying to, do well on this thing. So we go back out on the Saturday. I spent a good 2 hours writing every clean joke I know. I was squeaky. I was bumper car clean, right?
Minutes in, you're like, how do I end this?
What?
So I go bumper car clean on the Saturday gig, right? And I'm up front, and it went well. And I'm happy and I'm proud of myself. And I walk off the stage and I go sit down at the same table that the guy yelled at me the night before for being too filthy on. And I walk over to the table and the owner of the club is fucking asleep. Literally,
ended every joke.
Literally,
with,
arms.
That's crummy.
Oh, that's
literally, arms folded, just passed out at his chair.
How'd you do?
I had to wake. I sat next to him. I took a picture with him while he was asleep. And it was I have not been invited back to the club since because he thinks I'm a filthy comic because he was asleep during my clean set. So yeah, I ate shit on. I did well both nights, but I can't get work at that club anymore. I messaged the guy. I should probably hit him up
again.
We'll
have Richie call him.
See now.
We'll just tag him on this podcast, and I'm sure he'll call you.
A friend of mine named KP is going to call
him.
His name.
Massive. Yeah, we're. Massive.
He's got a.
I'm going to put a name in your hand, and you're going to call him for a gig.
Well, he's got one of those joint Facebooks where it's him and his wife's Facebook, so it's like John and Tina kind of a thing.
Oh my
you know?
God, that is the most whip thing you could possibly do.
I hear.
But logistic wise, if you are a booker out there and you're looking to book
the King of Bar Shows,
the best show,
you
in
can
your
just.
Life.
Trumbull just sat up
just
in his chair.
Us.
He thought you said hooker.
You can email me. I'm available pretty much any time. As you heard, KP is very dirty.
Yeah, I wouldn't book KP.
I really
Natty's not allowed out.
I'm actually booked a lot lately. So
yeah, we know. Every Sunday night, Natty.
That is coming out every night.
We do. We know. Every Sunday night, you're either hosting, seating.
Heard of 414 Entertainment. But,
sometimes you do a guest spot. Sometimes you feature.
This Saturday, I'm going to set up the room early.
Put a date out there just in case this episode is.
I don't know what the date is.
I'm going to set the room up on Saturday.
No, I'm doing an hour. Oh, at a benefit.
For real?
With people there.
What benefit?
I don't know anything.
Oh, my God.
I have to email the producer. But
The very place we're in does a summer comedy series, as I recall, which I think is getting kicked off now. Kevin, would you like to plug
God,
that?
I love that.
Yes, right here at the Brown Bear Pub in West Orange, New Jersey.
Brown Bear.
The outdoor summer comedy series. We're starting a little early this year, and that's going to be actually this Wednesday, so this probably won't even be.
This won't even be.
This won't be out then, so I apologize.
Just plug it so we get to mention Don Jameson.
Don Jameson will be here, or he already has been here, on April 18th.
Who knows how time works?
I don't know. I don't know when you plan on putting this out.
Why are you getting so aggressive?
No, I'm not aggressive. I'm honestly
don't
curious.
Hit him. Don't hit him.
Jeez, Kevin, why?
So we're doing a summer comedy series, and our first headliner is Don Jameson. So just check us out and swing by 1 month.
That's right.
Jameson.
Brown Bear Pub in West Orange, New Jersey.
I said check it out. You understand? I said check it out.
Now, not for nothing, West Orange does have a pretty happening comedy scene. So you guys have that show here at Brown Bear Pub.
You know
and then you have a monthly showcase across the street at the Oak Barrel, correct?
Damn, Skippy.
The Joke Barrel.
Yes. Garifo did everything, but we landed on the moon.
Listen, come do our show, man. Come watch it. We pair comics and ponies. That's what we do.
Wait, we don't want people to come do your show, do you?
No.
I mean, you'll invite comedians. Come watch the show.
That's a good point.
Any comedians, though, looking to get booked on these shows, please contact Kevin and only Kevin.
That's it.
Wait, which Kevin? There's so many at the table.
I've gotten asked for stage time on that one before. I've had people message me on Facebook asking.
Yeah,
people have hit me up to ask for stage time from Kevin, and then I always direct them over to Kevin, and they never hear back from him. So
weird.
They never get in touch with me.
That's weird. You're very intimidating.
People are freaked out by you. They're nervous.
Well, how many times have people contacted you to try to get on my shows?
That's happened a lot. And then I got hit up the other day to ask how to get onto Tyranny's. And that was a really fun one.
And you're just like,
from
Natty.
Oh.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing comedy? About 3 weeks. Well, you could close.
No,
I've actually, the guy.
You might have to do some editing for this show.
The guy Natty's thinking of, by the way, is. Who cares, by
what
the way?
Nah, it's all good. This is a funny podcast.
He closes Tyranny's.
Salona, and then.
Well, yeah.
New clothes.
Everyone from around Salona like KP did.
Salona closed, and KP was more like the tag on the evening.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
He was the local clothes.
Yeah, the human skin tag.
KP was the local clothes.
KP was the check spot. So congratulations.
Oh, you take people's coats?
I might as well.
No, Joe, when you work comedy in an actual
coattails.
Club, the check spot is where they put the checks out.
I know exactly what it is.
I'm just messing with
it's people from Prague.
Majority of this podcast was on Tierney's last night, though. We missed our handsome Joe Carney, but
I wasn't invited. We had it Thursday.
I don't know who runs
that. Oh, Bump, you did real well on Sunday.
Sunday?
Yeah, as in yesterday.
Oh,
yeah. It was one of the best shows I've seen Natty do in years.
Oh, that's not true.
Thursday night? Mm. Well, last night I missed that, but Thursday night Natty killed.
No, 30. Yeah,
Thursday was better.
The Kill Kenny House in Cranford.
Where?
I forget where.
Oh, yeah.
I did the check spot.
What are you saying?
No, you did not.
You did really
no,
well.
No, you did not.
No, Thursday, you crushed it.
AC.
That was awful. AC,
AC.
Magic.
You were otherworldly.
You were magic.
So those who don't know, back on St. Patrick's Day, McDonald and Carney ran a bus ride. We filled an entire McLaughlin show with the three great comedians we have here and the sweet Jackie Byrne. Yep.
Sweet Jackie Byrne.
We filled an entire bus full of our fans. We headed to AC. We did a show at the Showboat.
Damn, was that fun.
And had an amazing time.
Such a great, such a
Natty.
So we rented a bus. And we, how many people were on the bus?
52?
50 something.
It was insane. Yeah. And so in the bus, there were like several coolers full of different kinds of drinks. And then they had like snacks. There was empanadas. There was like, but the bus was full of people who were going down to have fun. But the problem was the bus driver was there. He was looky loo left and right.
He hated me.
Of course he did.
People are getting seasick.
Yeah, no. The whole time the bus, like, we were switching lanes. We knocked a car into the.
I was drinking, looking backwards the whole time. I had no idea.
We weren't all drinking already, I'll do one more if you don't mind. Thank you.
That's right. That is a wonderful bar owner.
Just a water. Thank you.
Greg at the Brown Bear Pub.
Brown Bear Pub.
Our friend. Giving, our friend.
KP, another drink.
But so, like, how far are we from AC? Was that like an hour and a half trip?
Almost two. I would say just about two. Just about a little two. Bit of traffic and get rolling.
So that's 2 hours of driving and drinking heavily with these people.
Jello
and
shots.
And they were a rowdy.
Shooters. Fireball.
Oh, my God. Kyle and his wife. Oh, my God.
There was bacon in some of the Jello shots.
Oh,
yeah.
That
was pretty amazing.
There was cereal in some of the other Jello shots.
Oh, we had a good time.
No, it was
crazy flavors.
Well, yeah, what was
you
it?
Know what it was. It was a Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right. I couldn't remember.
An alcoholic, yeah.
Mr.
Never
and Mrs. Duria. My, oh, man, I work with Kyle. He and his wife did a freaking incredible job.
The
Durias.
The
yeah, that's who
oh,
made,
yeah, they did
yeah.
it. So yeah. then we get, but then we get down there, and what we parked at the
we parked at resorts.
Lot, resorts oh. and got out. And
got
then,
out.
That was the first time that I gambled in a casino.
Really? In your whole life?
I don't, because I don't have, I don't know
you
how know, to do it.
You've been legal to gamble for like 24 years.
Let me ask.
Not that old, Rich.
Bumper face.
Yes.
What did you play?
I have no idea. I have no idea. You I walked around. I saw Joe's wife like seven times. And she
you know that you gambled, but you just didn't know what
was
you
a slot
did.
Machine?
I
did you play cards? Were there cards
no.
involved?
Was See, I
chips?
Didn't know because
I was raw talking hookers. That's gambling, huh?
Cat,
I walked down Atlantic Avenue.
Joe,
that's a risk.
Jesus.
Regular wiener condoms. No.
Joey's wife. We kept running each other, and I was just like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And she was like, just follow me. But then she would disappear, and. So then I played some random game and I lost really quickly.
Appreciate you.
And then we went to the Showboat.
Yep.
That's right. Which where the show was.
So it was a weird room because it was a hotel now. It's not a casino anymore. So I walked up and I thought
it's abandoned.
That it was abandoned.
It's yeah. a warehouse.
It was straight.
What's
out
the
of
hotel from The Shining?
Kyle and Amber had made sandwiches, shots. The amount of booze and food that we ate was just through the roof.
It was, yeah. but it was great. It was yeah. a great drive down, except for the.
Is it the Overlook Hotel?
The
yeah. It's the Overlook Hotel yeah. from The Shining.
No,
that's exactly what
it felt
like.
A Scooby-Doo mystery.
No, Shining. Without a doubt.
Yeah, like there, you walk into the place. So at the doors, there was a Johnny Rockets that was closed,
oh, yeah.
and it was like boarded up.
We don't have
and
to just go to Pennsylvania to do abandoned buildings.
No, it was yeah, yeah. We're really our comedy careers are through the roof. But then you walk in and there's barricades and there's stuff that's blocked off. There's a House of Blues that was blocked off.
A lot of great places that would have been fun
that
if they were open.
Great. Yeah, so much fun. And then you go to the room, and the room was actually there were no signs for the show. There was the room was dark. And you had to walk through a dark restaurant to get to this weird little cavern room, which is where the show was. Mm. And
there were bats. The room was pretty cool. Once
but
you
once
got
you got in there,
yeah.
it was really
yes.
nice. And it was yeah. a good setup. And the sound sounded good.
I wasn't yeah. sure where you were going with the air.
No, just because
no,
it was
I understand.
It was,
you wouldn't expect it to have been a nice show.
Yeah, walking in, yeah. I was like, what are we doing?
And
what is
be,
this?
And let's be honest. We made, like, shout out to Matt Bridgestone for having us there.
Sure.
But we, yeah. But we made that room what it was.
Well, yeah, we
oh,
brought
yeah.
the
crowd.
We brought the crowd. Yeah. We brought the show. I mean, it was a blast. Oh, like we Greg. Said, we had all the comedians I mentioned. We had a good time. We got drunk on the way home too.
But the thing was, like, you're was on the blast. Bus for 2 hours for these people, and then you go to the show, and they were still there to have fun.
Yes,
like the
they
whole,
were live.
The whole show.
You would think they would have been
that's
done
amazing.
With us
now, more important,
yeah.
Maddie.
Yeah.
I was sick of them.
What I need to know is
yeah.
why didn't you sit in the back of the bus on the ride home?
Huh? Well, because
maybe I should ask you guys because you three were sitting in the back of the bus on the way down.
That's right.
Yeah.
You seemed to have a great time.
It's strictly because when we were going to the bus, someone told us that all the comedians should sit together.
That's
and so
a lot.
We went and sat together, and then we were abandoned with three.
I did say sit together. I didn't say run to the back of the bus. I said sit together. The whole front was open. You ran to the back.
Wait, not the beginning of the – not at the beginning of the day. Or at the end of the night?
No, at the beginning of the day. I think it was Jackie or somebody said, oh, the comedians sit together. And I was like, that makes sense. And then I thought we were all going to go to the back.
Well, Jack and Jay came
cool
late.
Kids.
They showed up
and
late.
We were also
remember?
Still trying to load
well, how
stuff
are we supposed to
the
run?
The,
yeah, yeah.
How are we supposed to run the bus from the back?
I didn't know anything.
A lot of people were able to get on the bus before
it
us.
Ruins everything.
I was just the face.
That runs
so,
the place.
So what was uncomfortable about the ride down?
We all
that
know.
You didn't like the
wait,
back of the
you
bus?
You tell it or
the
we'll
ride down
tell
was fine.
You tell it or we'll
the ride
tell
down?
It.
Right. The bathroom. We were sitting next to the bathroom. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, but nobody put
I've been told I had a great time.
No, I think you're referencing there were three...
Blanche, Blanche, and Blanche.
Yeah. Oh. They were
the Golden Shower Girls.
Three older women. They were there to have fun.
Wonderful.
Older. They looked like grilled cheeses.
All three were single, and they made it
they
known.
Might be listening.
Good.
They were wonderful.
I hope so. They were fun.
They
I want to
great.
Bring them to every show.
Which reminds Rich me, I have to ask you a question
Sylvia.
About another night recently.
Oh, snapper.
Joe Carney, I have to ask you about something else.
What did I do?
No, not you. It's about what I want to do.
What you going to do? No, so wait, so fine. But so Atlantic City, mm-hmm. So but it was an amazing show.
Yes.
And we were all there.
There it is.
You know what's crazy was the sound quality of that room was actually amazing, but it was this weird, because it was, I mean, we can be honest about what the room was. It was an abandoned Italian restaurant.
Oh,
and
it was very exocentric.
But very close. The way that ceiling was, it was a curved ceiling, kind of like I had a wine cellar
like
vibe while we
buttress?
Were in there. Yeah,
yes.
Pretty much. Quit being so pedantic, Joseph.
Pedantic.
Sorry, I had
the curved ceiling on that place was actually really funny because it made the sound travel a certain way where if you said something in the back of the room, it got sent all the way forward. Two examples of this.
Oh, get it.
Two examples were my favorite.
Get it.
I don't have confirmation that I don't know what
one
happened.
Of them was Kevin, right?
Okay.
So Kevin was up on stage, and I forget what you said. I can't remember what it was, but you were it was a really rough transition where you were trying to be in the moment and kind of riding that stream of consciousness shit, and then you took a hard right. Like fast and whatever your transit was like. So guys, like, I've been having these regular wiener size condoms. You hear these? Like it was this tough turn.
I didn't do that.
And but I started laughing so loud in the back, and you looked at me from the stage and made eye contact with me, and I was like, "Holy shit, they can hear us from back."
Is that when you fell down laughing behind a wall in the back?
That was. The other one, I had no clue you guys were behind me on that one. But then the other one was I forget what it was. You did something where you fucked with Natty up on stage, and. You made a comment. It was you because you made a comment. You're like, I give it. And Natty Bubricker, he tried or something
identify
like that.
Identify who you're speaking to. By the way.
And to Joe Carney, when McDonald and Carney were up on stage, the headliners for the evening, they're making a comment. And Natty, who had one of the best sets I've ever seen him have ever in his life, you guys made a comment about him like sucking a comedy or something. And
it wasn't that. But you, I can't remember the exact. But it was, hey everybody, I'm Natty Bubricker. I'm on the back of the bus. And you waited for the crowd to pop. And they just went, I mean, like, all the air, it was like, and I just yelled out, not one laugh, and it just echoed.
Even worse, you went, ha, no laugh. And that's when I had to explain, I was like, by the way, they can hear us in the back.
You were right behind my foreman.
And then I ran away, yeah, that made me so scared.
Man. Oh, guys, we've been having a blast. We hope you join us every week. But before we go, we're going to go around the table. Let our fans know any big shows coming up or where they can follow you specifically.
Happy to start this, guys. It's first and foremost, let's not forget Don Jameson's going to be here at Egan's, or Brown Bear, rather, tomorrow. That one's not a real one. We just want to get that plug in real quick while we can. I'm on a fundraiser down at Brick on April 20th, and I'll be right here in Fair Verona at some sort of a gig that's also raising money. I do exclusively fundraisers, if you didn't pick this up, on Saturday, April 21st. So this podcast will be out around May sometime, so none of this is relevant. Anyway, bumper car, hit him with a kid.
I will be around and about. I was supposed to have a show on the 27th, but it got canceled.
Womp, womp.
I know, but I do have a show.
Hold
this
on, Addy.
That sounds that's my life. I have a show this Saturday, but yeah, that'll be after. I don't know. Come find me at nattybumpercar.com. Twitter, Natty Bumper Car. Instagram, Natty Bumper Car. I'm your best friend.
You are.
I fucked up, by the way. I'm sorry.
KP still has more shows to tell us.
On
that's right.
Sunday,
KP has the most shows.
On Sunday, April 22nd, for the Porta Film Festival down in Asbury Park, friend of the show, Brian O'Halloran of Clerks fame, is going to be hosting that show, and he asked me to do time on it. So I'm very excited to be a part of that one. Brian would be a guest on this show at some point. He's thought about it.
You know what? Let's transition right into
boom.
My plugs. Brian O'Halloran was also a guest on the Shining Wizards Professional Wrestling Podcast is where you can find me.
Name drop.
Mr. 50,000.
Right now, that's, you know what? By the time this show airs, I probably don't have anything coming up before or after. But follow me at Kevin Garifo on Twitter, Shining Wizards Kevin on Instagram, the Shining Wizards Podcast, at Wizards Podcast. This show, The Dumb Fellows, will be available on the Shining Wizards Network. amongst other places. And honestly, I want to thank all these boys for putting this together. We did it. The first episodes are in the books. So thank you very much, boys. And there'll be more plugs. Just follow me.
Joe Carney, you can follow me at Dumb Kid Joe on Twitter. McDonald and Carney on Facebook. Joe Carney on Facebook. And maybe you guys can help me find my son's catcher's equipment. That'd be great. I appreciate it.
What about his catcher's equipment?
How about his catcher's
equipment? Did you check his, did you check his butt?
Oh!
Hey, yo!
That got weird.
What about you, Richie?
Just like Joe, McDonaldandCarney.com, McDonald and Carney on Instagram, McDonald and Carney on the Facebook. You can see a lot of us every month here at Brown Bear Pub, third Wednesday of every month.
That's right.
Check us on GardenStateComedy.com.
Yeah.
That's it.
Thanks, everybody!
The Dumbfellas Podcast is a production of Garden State Comedy. Find us on Twitter at DumbfellasPod or on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Dumbfellas. The Dumbfellas are Big Rich from Jersey at MCD_Carney, KP Burke at KP Burke Sucks, Natty Bumper Car at Natty Bumper Car, Kevin Joseph Garifo at Kevin Garifo, and Joe Carney at Dumb Kid Joe. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to like, rate, subscribe, and share.